My name is Corrine Lawrence, and Manual for Motherhood? I have never found one. I'm actually still unraveling the never-ending layers of my own mother's impact as I continue to navigate through my own life. Since she passed away in 2012, I've had 9 long years to reflect on life without her and on the life I knew when she held a central role in it. Glimpses of her continue revealing themselves to me, in even the most basic activities of my day, whether I'm making the bed or making even a sandwich. Fleeting images of her randomly weave through my mind. I'm unable to anticipate them, to extinguish them, or to organize them in any logical order. And like random scenes from a movie, recollections of her continue to evoke powerful emotions, from laughter to even tears. Daybreaks of mine begin with feeling my mother's morning presence, brewing freshly ground coffee, cooking bacon and eggs, and reading the news. All seem to fill my home just like my memories of my childhood weekends. I can almost still hear her say, "Time for breakfast," or, "Hurry, you're going to be late," or, "Take your jacket, it's chilly outside." I admit that I sometimes find myself reminding others to grab a coat. I often flash back to the image of her washing dishes and looking out the window when I find myself in that same pose. As I was leaving for school, she would tell me that her homemade flour tortillas would be waiting for me when I got home. Her tortillas were special. And the secret was very simple. Manteca. It's a pork fat. Saturday mornings always meant pancakes, hash brown potatoes, scrambled eggs, bacon, and fresh fruit. And the two of us would squeeze the oranges for fresh juice. On Sundays, she proudly proclaimed, "Church is so good for the soul." And like her, I grew into a woman of faith and hope. My mother's lessons of self-discipline, staying on task, being organized, and completing the job at hand have actually given me a sense of determination, accomplishment, and confidence. Painful memories pop into my mind of my struggle with geometry, but I can hear her encouraging words. "Don't give up. You can do it. You'll figure it out." I wanted to quit, but I didn't want to give up on myself, and I didn't want to disappoint someone who believed in me. I'm now that empathetic cheerleader for others who have their own struggles. It's funny that my friends sometimes refer to me now as an overachiever. Imagine that, Mom. When my workday dissolves into free time, I can hear my mother saying, "Did you finish your piano lesson? Did you ride your bike? Did you clean your room?" At times, I felt her overbearing and bossy. I challenged her authority with resistance, rebellion, and resentment. You know, but as time went on, respecting the rules, maintaining a tidy home, playing musical instruments, and exercising have become a natural part of my life. Practicing Spanish at restaurants and dancing to Latin music still bring back thoughts of my mother's joy, laughter, and silliness. I remember her driving and the way she would come to a rolling stop, never fully braking at stop signs. I'd say, "Mom, stop!" But she simply giggled. Oh, and boy, did she love to shop till you drop. If I pass the cosmetic counter in a store, I'm instantly reminded of her favorite perfume, Yves Saint Laurent, and I flash back to seeing her dousing perfume and donning fancy clothes and gorgeous makeup as she got ready to paint the town red. And watching her transformed me from a tomboy into a young lady. She loved her parties. She loved her alcohol. Sometimes she loved it too much. I questioned her choices. I questioned her behavior. There were times that I sadly felt that she never loved me. I later realized she conveyed love not with words, but through her unwavering concern for my welfare. And when I had children, the apples of my eye, I practically tripped over myself protecting them, teaching them right from wrong, setting good examples, and keeping them out of harm's way. My efforts were met with steady opposition. I found myself falling short time and time again, despite my good intentions. A grown daughter who becomes a mother quickly realizes how difficult that role truly is. I began to see my mother in a different light. Since her passing, wherever I go, whoever I'm with, and whatever I'm doing, it seems that I'm connected to her in magnificent ways, whether through music, preparing food, a regretful mistake, an admirable decision, or even a sneeze. I've come to understand that life is very messy and there is no manual. We make mistakes, just as our mothers did. They also tripped and fell, had their failures and their triumphs. And no matter what my mother's hardships were, and despite her shortcomings, she got back up. And for all that my mother contributed to my life, I now understand, and I am so grateful.